urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends. It's May 15th, 2023. It is beautiful here in Philadelphia. The weather is gorgeous. The sun is shining. And we are so grateful to be alive, to be able to praise God today. And just because we just passed Mother's Day, we pray for all the mothers, all those who are deceased, and all those who are suffering from infertility. We pray for you in a special way today. So let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Jesus, we thank you and praise you for every moment of our existence. We thank you and praise you that we are able to broadcast today on WTMR without restrictions. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you are hearing the petitions of all those who beg of your help. We thank you. And this, the month of Mary, we dedicate this program, this broadcast, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let us know and let us believe and let us share her love for all we encounter. And we thank you and praise you, Jesus, for all of your love and unconditional mercy. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, my friends, we're going to have a special guest on today, someone near and dear to my heart. He's the president of Malvern Retreat House. Many of you know it as St. Joseph's in the Hills, out in Malvern, Pennsylvania, near Villanova, if you're living in another state or another country tuning in. And we're going to be talking about, and no one is exempt from this, really, do I need a retreat? Now, I don't know about you, but many people have no clue what a retreat is and really think that it's only for holy people. So I'm going to be asking Michael Norton, let's have a reality check here. And also, we're going to be covering the amazing Kairos retreats being held at Malvern Retreat House with our local high schools and surrounding states. What happens to young people as a result of these retreats? Yes, my friends, it's transformative. And even one day, or 1 hour walking on 125 acres of wooded countryside can change your life. So don't think that making a retreat is only for the holy people, that you're on your knees the whole time, that you have to go and you have to be the perfect holy person. So retreats are really for the wounded. It's a triage to God's mercy, isn't it? It's a triage. So I thought, you know what? This is a perfect day for a guest like Michael Norton to call in. We're both calling in from remote locations. And I wanted to share his story of what's happening at the largest retreat house in the United States. Yes, did you know that? Mount Manresa was at one time. Malvern is now the largest in the United States. It is in total alignment and collaboration with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And you're not going to get any wacky retreats on the grounds of this amazing retreat house. Now, many of you know Malvern as St. Joseph's in the Hills. It's located directly across the street from Malvern Prep. If you blink, you can miss it. And many times people in the Paoli, Malvern area, Chester County, they're not even aware that exists because, again, it's wooded countryside, magnificent for all who want to visit, to take a walk, to encounter Christ in a very, very special way. So Michael is the new president of Malvern Retreat House. And what a background he has. What a background. I had the honor of serving with him at the retreat house for a few years as a colleague. And we just laughed and rejoiced in God's mercy and all the surprises that he had in store for the retreatants. And to see Michael Norton be raised up to this position is truly an answer to prayer. But most importantly, he's not there just to have a position. He's there because God called him. God called him for this time in history. So what's so much a big deal about this time in history? Well, turn on the news tonight and you will see. He's riding, I call it a cigar boat. It's flying down the bay or the river at 150 miles an hour, and he has a seatbelt on and headphones as the Lord's saying, faster, faster. You need to go faster. So what does all this mean? So when Michael calls in, we'll be sharing in terms of what's happening at the retreat house, what's coming up, amazing retreats that you don't want to miss. And some of them are already booked, and you can go virtually online if you knew nothing about them, or if you heard about them and you want to participate. They now have the ability to offer you online services to their retreats. Nothing like being in person, though, but if it's booked, you can really participate in an online way. So I can't wait for Michael to be on the air with us today, and I can't wait for you to hear his exuberant voice and our exuberant voices together in terms of presenting what God is doing on the magnificent holy grounds of Malvern Retreat House. I remember Father Mitch Pacwa. Do you know Father Mitch from EWTN? Turning to me after he visited some of the oratories that the men of Malvern are responsible for in the buildings of Malvern Retreat House. And he turned to me and he said, oh, if Mother Angelica were alive, she would be here. This is so magnificent. He was so touched by the oratories where the men and now the women and families spend time in adoration, private adoration, and the Stations of the Cross, and Our Lady of Fatima Shrine, and Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine, hand-chiseled the stone around Our Lady of Lourdes. So I just can't wait. If you think, oh, I made a retreat, I'm fine. My son or daughter or my grandson would never make one of those. Wait till you hear what's happening at Malvern. Wait till you hear. And many of you know that Kathleen McCarthy has given many retreats at Malvern Retreat House and is booked throughout the remainder of this year for the retreat house as well, with Father James Blunt, by herself or at Lumina Christi. She spends many days out there. Her family is responsible. The McCarthy family is responsible for a patio at the Family Life Center and so much more. So Kathleen has a long legacy at Malvern Retreat House. So I don't know why I waited so long to have Michael Norton on, but it's been way too long. And I would love to be in the studio with him today to laugh, to share, to pray with all of you. Michael has incredible gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I am so thrilled that he will be with us today. Frank, did he call in yet? I have weed whackers in the background and lawnmowers going, so I'm hoping that Michael can call through and everything will be good. Again, Michael Norton will be our special guest. He's the president of Malvern Retreat House, St. Joseph's in the Hills. And we're going to be talking about, you know, why one needs to make a retreat. And is a retreat just for holy people? And is Malvern just for men? Not today. It's for women and families with the beautiful Family Life Center, family retreats, days of reflection. So much is going on. So you don't want to miss out. And I really encourage you to visit their website to see the full calendar of retreats that they're offering. They're even offering a beautiful retreat on the divine will that Ken Johnson shares so much about on Wednesdays. So with Father James Blunt coming up, Flame of Love, the Charismatic Retreat with Dr. Mira Healy, Dr. Ralph Martin, Jeanette Benkovic's retreat in July, Women of Grace, Ad Lumina Christi in the fall, marriage retreats, family retreats. It's a packed agenda. So you do not want to miss anything that's going on there. If you feel like your bones are dry, they probably are, and the Lord wants to breathe the Holy Spirit into your bones and for you to come alive and to praise Him.
Michael's on the line.
Well, Michael Norton, can you tell I'm a little excited that you're on the air today?
Well, it's so nice to hear your voice, and I always just brings a big smile from all the time that we've spent together having fun working together.
I was sharing before you came on the air a little bit about there is a preconception that people need to be holy to go on a retreat, and you're living the life of watching lives being transformed by the Lord, people who don't have it all together. So tell our listeners, first of all, a little bit of history about Malvern Retreat House and that it's no longer just for men. It's for women and families and teens. So just give a little background, Michael.
Well, the quick background of Malvern Retreat House is that it was started in 1912 after a banker went up to New York, a gentleman named John Farrick, went up to New York for a business trip in 1912. The business trip, he was going to have to return on Monday. He didn't want to come back to Philly and then go back up. So he saw that there was a retreat at a Jesuit retreat house, Mount Manresa, out on Long Island. He went on the retreat. He was so taken with the retreat that when he got back to Philadelphia, he met with the archbishop and said, "We need to have something like this here." The archbishop said, basically, in today's vernacular, go for it. And they started the Layman's Weekend Retreat League of Philadelphia with its first official retreat coming in 1912. The first 10 years, it was all the retreats were held at the seminary, and then they outgrew the seminary, and they came out to Malvern, Pennsylvania, bought a big old farm, and created what is now known as the Malvern Retreat House. And the interesting thing is it was all just – from the time of its conception through its charter till today, it is lay owned and operated. So that, you know, and we're not governed by the archdiocese. We are certainly stay within the orthodoxy of the church, and we work very closely with the archdiocese, but this is all lay owned and operated by a lay board and lay staff. So it's a wonderful, wonderful place. In this terms that you're talking about, the holy rollers and the pious folks, it's everyday men and women who are coming here, people just looking to unplug and to deepen their relationship with God. And, you know, you were here, Ann, when we came up with the slogan, come as you are, all are welcome. And people come on retreat, and next thing you know, oh, I didn't know my neighbor came here. Oh, I didn't know my parishioner friend came here. It's just regular people looking to get further into their faith.
So, Michael, every day you're living a prophetic dream of watching God transform lives. So can you share a little bit about what's happening with families and John Talbot groups, and that the Lord is triaging the broken, the wounded into His heart. So tell, if you could share one or two stories of how lives are being transformed. And really, all you're doing is setting the table. And the Lord's doing the rest.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, and that's a great description. What we're doing is setting the table. We're providing the place and the programming so that people can have a deep encounter with Christ, and I see miracles every day. And you know, when you talk about miracles, people think, oh, you know, that the, you know, you, are you telling me that somebody was, you know, had some type of specific challenge, physical challenge, and they came out, and you know, the blind are seeing. No, what I'm talking about is people who are realizing that they are God's children, and that they commit themselves more to leading the way, the life that Jesus wants us to live, and the wounds, and there are so many wounded people out there. And I just want to share with you this could be my favorite example of what we do out here at Malvern. I just got the God bumps even just talking about it. But we have a retreat for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And we put that on every year. It hasn't been on for a couple of years because of COVID. But we would get 30 or 40 veterans, whether it's Vietnam, the first Iraq War, the second one, coming out, folks that, you know, are really suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And there was a gentleman here that was just sitting there, and he was taking it all in, first time that he was here. He wasn't participating, but he was certainly listening. And our then rector, Monsignor Marino, Joe Marino, who was a great guy, love him, he's retired now, he was talking to the guy, and he said, I can see that, you know, there's something going on, but that you're not really being, you know, interacting here. And the guy said, well, you know, I don't know, I did some terrible things over, he was in Vietnam, he said, I did some terrible things over in Vietnam. Things that, you know, that I had to do, A, to survive, and things that, you know, we had to do because we were in war. And he said, I was hoping to come here and get some feeling of, relieving some of the guilt. But he said, I just can't see how God would forgive me for what I've done. And Monsignor Marino said, well, you know, let's talk. And they spent about 2.5 hours together. And Monsignor Marino said, you know, our merciful Lord has already forgiven you. You haven't forgiven yourself. And they talked and talked and talked, and Monsignor said this man just erupted with tears, sobbing, you know. And Monsignor Marino just working with him, spiritual counseling, hugging the guy. And the man just poured everything out that he had bottled up since, you know, when that war ended, 73 or so. So the next year, the guy leaves. The next year, Monsignor Marino sees the guy again, and he almost didn't recognize the guy because the way the guy, he just looked so different. No longer, you know, drawn and full of guilt. There was a happiness with the guy, and he came up and he said, I want to thank you again for what you did for me because this has been the best year of my life. And that's what we see all the time, all the time.
You know, Michael, we've spent many a day and years actually talking about the Holy Spirit and how he continues to surprise us. Now, I'm just interested in what's the now word at Malvern Retreat? You know, you just explained a beautiful story of a veteran who was suffering and needed God's mercy. What are you seeing with your eyes, through the eyes of maybe the retreat directors or the surveys? What's going on with the Lord at Malvern Retreat House right now?
Simply put, Ann, and this is what I am seeing. I'm seeing hope, healing, peace, and joy. Because I see people come here that are just wounded for any reason. You know, and you know, you can go on and on and on about everybody's got some type of wound, whatever it is. But people that are coming here for healing, and you can see that the healing taking place. You can see people who are coming here, and just, you know, their faith gets deepened. They leave here with a deeper sense of hope, and it might not just be for them, hope just for them personally. It might be hope for their family, hope for a situation, some cases, and hope for the entire world, that maybe in this crazy, mixed up time when it feels like we're on the other side of the mirror and the world is absolutely crazy, that they can leave here with some hope to say, the Lord will take care of all this. Things are going to be fine. Just me, you know, me personally, stay the course. Stay the course. And it's just wonderful to hear people really talk about hope, faith, love, and peace.
Well, if you're just tuning in, my friends, you're hearing the voice of Michael Norton, president of Malvern Retreat House, also known as St. Joseph's in the Hills. And we're talking about the power of the retreat experience. And guess what? Retreats are not just for holy people. They're for all of us who are wounded, who need God's mercy and his love, hope, joy, and peace. Michael, tell our listeners a little bit about what's happening with young people at the retreat house now. People write off in the parishes, oh, you know, nothing's happening with young people. Share with our listeners what's happening there now with young people.
It really is amazing, Anne, and you know, we can feel that there is a, I think, a misnomer out there that the young people do not want to, you know, are walking away from the faith. And there are a lot of folks who are not going to church and they're not doing, you know, what we did as adults, but or as we did as young children. But there's also, and I can tell you that the kids that we're seeing, and we're seeing more and more and more of them, are starving to hear the word of the Lord. They're looking. One of them put it this way to me. We come out and I said, we don't get a lot of folks. We're starting to do more to get the young adults and the you know, 18 and above out here. And you know, we have these retreats. I said, you know, what is it that we can do? And they said, we don't want to just have someone talk to us about God. We want to experience God. So all of a sudden, we're doing these various retreats. I mean, on Wednesday nights in the summer, we have a thing called summer evenings at Malvern, and there's 50 young adults out on our big hill out there. They're playing volleyball, they're playing badminton, or they're playing whatever, and you know, just socializing. And then when it gets dark, they have nighttime candlelit adoration and a mass. And they're here every Wednesday, and it's just growing. We have just put in, it's not finished yet, but we are putting in the first permanent exhibit of Blessed Carlo Acutis's Eucharistic Miracles of the World. And we have taken a whole floor of Lower McShane, and that's going to look like a museum dedicated to these Eucharistic miracles. And when we did just the first part of it, we put out, you know, inviting the young adults, teenagers and young adults, that we were going to have a mass and that Father Blunt was going, you know, to do the mass. And, you know, a lot of the adults know who Father Blunt is, but, you know, not, you know, some of the younger kids don't. You know, they're just starting to catch on. Well, we thought we were going to have 75 if we were lucky. We had 240 kids show up for this mass. And they stayed until mass was at 7:30 to 8. They stayed till 11 o'clock. And Father Blunt ended up doing a healing mass for them. The SEED program, Catholic Entrepreneur and Design Experience. These high school folks, it's a 12 modules, where they get the experience for various vocations, not just, you know, religious vocations, but if they wanted to be landscape architect, or they want to be, you know, in video production, or they want to be in some type of business, they meet on our campus. We don't charge them anything, and they take these, you know, this is like their headquarters here. And then let's say they want to be landscape architects. Well, they're offering, say, well, Malvern, you want a big, you know, gas fire pit? Let our kids build that with the help of some landscape architect firm who came in and showing these kids how to do that. Saxby's Coffee, let us come in and we'll show them how to run a coffee shop. You know, somebody to build a studio. And the kids are here. They had their dance here. It was great. You know, it was 150 some kids having a. It looked like a high school soft hop or junior prom or something. They were having a ball. They had a DJ, but they're on our grounds, and they're staying in their faith. There isn't any drinking or drugging or cursing. You know, it was just love for these young kids who believe heavily in the Lord. And you know, so we're seeing more and more of them coming here because they're getting something that is fulfilling them and anchoring them. Again, I keep saying, in these crazy, crazy times.
Wow, I'm excited. When will you start these evenings again? Will it be in June, or did you start already?
No, it'll start. It'll start in June, and there'll be some information going out about it. And you know, and again, all are welcome. And we're just providing the place. There's no charge. We just say, come on out. Sometimes they want to have mass down at the grotto. Sometimes it, you know, whatever it is. But to look out on that lawn, and it was great. We had the awards dinner back in August, and we're talking about this. And as we're giving the awards out for you know, folks who have done been a man or a woman of Malvern for 50 years, there's 300 people in our dining hall, and there's 50 to 75 young adults out on our big lawn. And the adults in the room were like, "This is exactly what we wanted to see," you know. And it's just fantastic.
Well, it's very exciting, and I know that you reach out to Kairos groups in the high schools as well. Are you continuing to expand that outreach to Kairos retreats?
We are, and as a matter of fact, I think right now I think we have 27 high schools that come here for Kairos. We also had our first Kairos for those who didn't go to a Catholic school, and that was through Westchester University, and they wanted to, you know, a lot of the kids that were there had never had a Kairos experience, and I thought that was through Westchester's Newman Center had set this up, and I thought everybody that came was, you know, part of the Newman Center, and I think there was 60, 65 kids, and when I spoke to the leader of that, he said, most of the kids that have come on this Kairos have never been involved in the Newman Center. They saw the flyers. So you're talking a public, you know, university, non-religious affiliated, 60 of their kids came here for a Kairos retreat. They had a great weekend.
Well, Michael, I haven't been on the ground since COVID, and I want to come back and see all this exciting stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening, how this was a dream, you know, of you. And I know the board and the retreat directors to bring young people there. And it's happening to hear that young people were on the lawn playing cornhole and badminton and then all of a sudden, adoration and mass. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, four times a year, Ann, we have a young adult retreat, and we can get anywhere from 25 to 50 young adults on this retreat. And you know, they take care of it. I mean, the last thing they need is me at 66 telling them how to run a young adult retreat. Yeah. So they set it up. They work with our rector, but it's all set up the way that they want things. But one of my favorites, and I'm hoping to do it again this year, and COVID sort of messed things up, but a couple years ago, we had a young adult New Year's retreat. The folks came here on New Year's Eve. They had a wonderful, wonderful dinner, included, you know, they were all old enough, above the age, had to be 21 or older. They all, you know, we served champagne. They had a wonderful meal, nothing, you know, nice social. They had midnight mass. They had all-night adoration. They were here all day New Year's Eve. It happened to be on a Friday night, so they were here all day Saturday doing various things, having conferences with retreat leaders, having free time, again, adorations and confessions, and they left on Sunday. I was hoping that I'm thinking, well, you know, if we get 25, that would be great because we only had a month to put it together. We had 55 young adults show up for that. That's an incredible number when you think you start advertising December 1st. But what we found was a lot of the young adults are looking for things that fit within their faith circle. They don't want to go to the bars. They don't want to, you know, and it's like, okay, well, you know, so we're giving them an alternative. Here's something that you can do that you're going to love doing, and you can get out and you can socialize and meet people. And that's what it's all about. It's about trying to put these, you know, connect all these folks together. And there's a lot of them out there, and we're giving them the opportunity to grow this, but to meet like-minded people who were strong in their faith. And you know, so this is what Malvern has to do, and we should be doing, and we are doing.
Well, my friend, I ask that you stay on the line. We're going to cut to a commercial break. And when we come back, friends, we're going to be talking again with Michael Norton, president of Malvern Retreat House. So stay tuned.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment, that has enabled us to stay on the air. No doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
My friends, you're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done, heard every Monday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Our special guest today is Michael Norton, president of Malvern Retreat House, also known as St. Joseph's in the Hills. And we're covering a wide range of subjects, and we just dealt with, hey, yes, young people are coming back to the Lord, and it's not through preaching. It's through setting the table. It's through creating the experience. And wow, what is God doing at Malvern Retreat House with young people? You know, Michael, you were just talking about Westchester, and it wasn't through the Newman Center, and then the young people out on the grounds and then adoration. But about 10 minutes ago, you mentioned a special exhibit of Carlo Acutis, who is growing in popularity among young people. Tell our listeners a little bit, if they wanted to visit, can they visit this exhibit on their own, or do they have to be part of a retreat?
No, they can certainly they can certainly come out and visit it. We just ask that they give us a call ahead of time, and that number is 610-644-0400. Because, you know, if we have retreatants here, if we have high schools here, you know, we do have to practice the safe campus. But when this gets finished, we will be certainly opening this up for tours. People can call, and we'll arrange it. It'll be open, you know, certain hours. We'll be you know, putting that out as to when it's open. It's going to be. I couldn't do it justice by trying to explain what it's going to look like, but let me just say that it's going to have a full altar and tabernacle and a place to do adoration. It's going to show all of the miracles. I think, you know, there's between 130 and 150 of them, and it's just, you know, we're getting two relics of Blessed Carlo Acutis. I mean, this is a big deal for Malvern, a big deal for the Philadelphia area that we have this.
Wow. And this is in Lower McShane, Michael?
Yep, Lower McShane, the Lower McShane building. So up on top of Upper McShane, it's a two-story building, and it was two conference rooms. What we call Upper McShane, or the top floor, holds about 330. The Lower McShane, you know, really comfortably, you know, we thought held, 100. We now found out we can put almost 175 in there. Now, that's changing because of the Carlo Acutis exhibit that's going in there. But we took that conference room offline because it just wasn't being used in the manner in which it should be used. And Carlo Acutis is just something that, you know, for the young and for the older, the adults. I mean, every retreat, and we announce that we have this, and people just walk down there. And people have been absolutely struck by, you know, how it looks, even in the first phase of its, you know, construction. And people have just been moved to tears and looking at it. It really is spectacular.
Well, Michael, it's just amazing how the Lord is moving at Malvern Retreat House these days. And you knew I would ask you. I told you to get ready to ride side saddle.
Let's go.
Let's go. Michael, you know, you don't end up being the president of a retreat house at this point in your life without the Lord preparing you throughout your life and all the gifts that he has honed and purified. Mm-hmm. Tell me why you believe you are the president of Malvern Retreat House at this time in history. And I know I'm catching you off guard, but we have a relationship that we can do that.
Right. No, absolutely. It wouldn't be a phone conversation, a lunch, or whatever if Ann McGlone didn't send me a curveball. And it's one of the things that I love about you. You know, Ann, I have given that some thought. And I look back over my career, and you know my career. I mean, I was in public relations. I owned a partnership in two different ad agencies. I was always out there, you know, working with people, creative ideas, but there was always something missing deep in my soul. And then, you know, as I got to be, you know, into my mid-50s, I just said, you know, I simply need a change. I felt some type of calling to do something in service to people. I had no idea it'd be at Malvern. But as I look now, I think what the Lord has said is that what is needed at Malvern is just a regular guy, just someone who leads the same life. You know, I'm not a priest. I never went to the seminary, as the last two presidents had both gone to the seminary. The executive director before that was a priest. I'm just a layman, but I'm a layman who believes very strongly and deeply in my Catholic faith. And I think when people come out here, they can look at me and they can say, and a matter of fact, they've said it, he's one of us. He's just a guy. But he's a guy that is just leading his life, following as closely as he can the will of the Lord. And I think that's why the Lord put me here. And I got to tell you, throughout my career, I was like, you know, oh man, why am I here? What's happening here? Why did my agency crash, you know, when the economy crashed? And all that was in preparation for taking this job. And I had put in to be the president. I had applied for the president back in 2015, and they chose somebody else. And that very holy, sweet man. And people told me, you have to leave. And I said, I don't want to leave. I like what I'm doing here. And then when that gentleman resigned, it was my time. So I am living proof, A, that anything is possible through God, and B, the Lord has a great sense of humor.
Well, Malvern is indeed blessed to have you at the helm. One of the things that I admire most about you is your ability to say yes under duress. That should be a sign in your office. Your ability to say yes under duress. And as long as you know that the Lord is leading you, you're going to say yes, no matter how hard it is, no matter what the obstacles. You're going to say yes, and that's why you're in there. You're saying yes to the young people coming, to the Carlo Acutis right. exhibit, to all the amazing retreats that are lining up. You're saying yes. You're just an ordinary man who believes right. in extraordinary things. So thank your you. Yes, I mean, it's under duress is turning Malvern into a place. Well, it always has been a place to yeah. put a magnifying glass on where the Lord walks the grounds right. with Our Lady and taps on the shoulders of so many people in quiet ways. We can't even imagine how Our Lady walks the grounds and how Jesus walks the grounds and touches the hearts of so many people. So I'm so grateful that you are there and leading the helm and saying yes. And I can't wait to see what God has in store in the coming years. But tell our listeners, Michael, some of the upcoming retreats. What's going on? What's exciting news?
Well, you know, I mean, just coming up right now, we have the Charismatics, and you're going to ask me for all the dates, and you know, I'm pretty good, but my memory's not good enough.
You can go to the website. Absolutely.
I am. And so... Yeah, let me as I'm doing that, and I just want to share one thing quickly as I'm just jumping to our website. You know, it was interesting because I was getting ready to retire, and there was a couple of reasons why I was looking at that. One, I had gotten very, very sick, as you know, and two, I have a 29-year-old son right now. He's 29 now with autism, And after I was very sick, I thought, you know, I need to spend some time making sure that this guy's, you know, ready for life. God forbid something were to happen. And they approached me about being the acting president, and I said, well, I'll hang in until you get somebody to do this. And then they came to me and asked about, you know, being the what I consider being the president. And you know, there I am thinking I've got work to do with my son, and I went home and talking to my wife about it, and she said, well, you know, you're not going to believe it, but Zach's his name. Zach just got into a program with the state that they're going to help him to better his life skills so that he can become independent. Now, I had asked the Lord when I was going to retire, because my wife said, you can retire, but you're not coming home. There's no way I can put up with you 5-7 days a week. So, and you know how hyper I am. So I just said to the Lord, put me where you want me and I'll do your will. And there it is. He just opened that path up. So just, you know, amazing, amazing, amazing. So certainly not my plan, but God's plan. But anyway, back to your question. So just on June 2nd, we are having our first, from June 2nd to June 4th, our first Matt Talbot retreat for women, and that's for women in recovery. That's these June 2nd. June 9th, weekend of June 9th, Friday, June 9th, we have the Charismatic Retreat, as you mentioned, with Dr. Mary Healy and Dr. Ralph Martin. The Divine Will, June 30th, and that goes into Sunday, July 2nd. It's the first time that we've had the Divine Will here. I know Ken Johnson speaks a lot about it. It's something that is really, really, we're excited about to have the folks here. Then, you know, our dear friend, and I know that you know her so well, Women of Grace with Jeanette Bankovic-Williams, and Jeanette just does a great job. You know, there'll be 300 women here for that. And that happens every year. She does a wonderful, wonderful job with that, and just a wonderful soul that does a lot of work. She and her husband, Jack Williams, you know, doing a lot of work in the name of the Lord. Then we get to the Flame of Love in July, July 28th. And then following that, we have a healing retreat with Father Jim Blunt on August 4th through Sunday the 6th. And then there's a lot of other things that are going on. But that just takes us, you know, pretty much, through the summer. And that's the type of stuff that, that's going on here in addition to our regular retreats, that are for men. We have women's retreats now. There's so much going on, and we have something here just about every weekend. You know, it's amazing.
And I know that Kathleen McCarthy will be giving that retreat with Father Blunt in the beginning of August, and
yep,
she's been participating more and more, you know, at Malvern, and she has that Lumina Christi, that week-long retreat in the beginning of November. And then you have Father Blunt again and Kathleen. They've teamed up on many retreats since Malvern.
Right. And I was getting to the Lumina, but you know, Kathleen McCarthy is. I mean, first of all, I saw her about 2 weeks ago. She looks the best I've seen her, and I've known her for 15 years. I'm like, my God, you're going backwards on the age clock. You know, she is just so full of life and love and the spirit. It's unbelievable. And we are so fortunate that she is, here, whether she's, you know, doing the retreat, leading it by herself, or working with Father Blunt. And they've developed a great, great friendship and really, you know, play off of one another. You know how I feel about Kathleen. I love her. We're just fortunate to have Kathleen in our area, as fortunate as we are as to have the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia area.
Absolutely. I mean, I know a lot of your retreats are already booked, but you also offer an online version, correct? If somebody wants to watch it in the comfort of home?
We do. We have a virtual option that people can come onto the website, malvernretreat.com. They can hit the registration button, and they could do that virtually. And we're getting a lot more people who are taking that particular alternative. You know, some of the folks that are a little bit older, or they've moved, you know, a little too far away from here and to get here. But now we can bring it, you know, and we, when you were here, we started retreats to go. Well, now we're bringing the retreats right into your living room. So there's any number of ways to benefit from the folks that we have coming here.
Well, it's, you know, it's amazing even how many Talbot retreats you have now. I listen to Ken Johnson and what Father Doug McKay, the power of these retreats, how they're changing lives. And then to hear you just say, you're opening this up to women in recovery.
Yep. Yep.
Michael, that's a huge, huge undertaking and so needed.
Right. It's, yeah, I mean, you know, as the one of the best kept secrets in the greater Philadelphia area is that Malvern Retreat House has retreats for women. We've been doing that since 1986, and women still say, "Oh, do you have retreats for women?" We have retreats for women. We have retreats for married couples. But the one thing that we didn't really have was retreats for women who are in recovery, and that's, you know, there's a need for that. There's a lot of women in recovery. You know, as you well know, Ann, I mean, addiction does not discriminate. It doesn't care if you're male, female, rich, poor. You know, it's if you've got the disease, it's going to find you. And to have these, we have actually two of them happening this year, and that's one of the fastest growing areas, the recoveries programs. And people that, you know, they get into the AA programs, and it's a wonderful, wonderful program. As you well know, I'm in it myself. But when you get into Matt Talbot, it starts to focus a little bit more on the Catholic side of things, so that our God, you know, they say you came to know a higher power. Well, our higher power is Christ, and it, you know, gets a little bit more Catholic in its teaching, which is fantastic, you know, because that's you know, they say God as you know him. Well, that's the God that I know. You know, I know Jesus Christ, and I know the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. So that's one of the things that the Matt Talbots are doing, and it's, we probably have 1,200 of our 8,000 to 9,000, you know, traditional retreat folks are here, are in some type of Matt Talbot program.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And so growing. So
growing.
Tell our listeners, I mean, you know, we're coming close to the end, and I don't like this. We have to do a couple more hours. Michael, the family retreats. What in the world can you do with a family of little kids at a retreat house?
Well, it's amazing what you can do. I mean, there's always time for private adoration, but it's a time for families to sit down. They go to mass, but they also, it's, you know, there's a lot of social aspects to it. But a lot of it, you know, if you're having some type of, for lack of a better term, you're having some type of interaction on the family level, it's not as heavy as getting deep into the scriptures, but it might be music from someone like Marty Rotella or Mark Griswold with the kids, but they're all learning. They're learning more and more and more about our Lord Jesus Christ in a way that and if it's got teenagers and they see other teenagers here, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is pretty good. So it's just a way, you know, family. And I mean, I just heard some startling statistics that you well know, but I mean, you know, it used to be that I think is back in the late 60s, it was like 11% of the kids lived in a home, a single parent home. It's almost 30% now. And when, you know, as the family goes, everything goes. So to bring the families together and to help them spread the word of the Lord, to get deeper in there, it's fantastic. But it's not just sitting down. They have a lot of fun activities and stuff. It's a fun weekend.
And then, of course, we have to share, Michael, about RetroVi for troubled marriages.
Right. Yeah, we have the RetroVi for the troubled marriages. We also have a married couples retreat for folks whose, you know, marriages, you know, I don't, you know, marriages are not having problems, but they just want to, you know, deepen themselves in the sacrament there. But RetroVi is something, you know, and in today's world, I mean, the pressure is everywhere, and we're getting pulled in any number of directions. And sometimes, sadly, you know, that can take a big effect on the marriage. And this is a way that people can come together in a safe environment and do what they can to try to commit to really work on their marriage, to bring the Lord into their marriage and to follow their marriage, rather than just saying, I mean, it's amazing to me how many people will say, oh, no, I'm getting divorced. It wasn't working. And say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, so it's a way to really save marriage, which is the foundation of what we're doing. And a lot of people, and you see people come out of there, and it was just to have someone them coach on them to say, help them, you know, how can I communicate better? A lot of times, I can only speak from the man's perspective. You know, sometimes you couldn't get things out of me. But if it's a safe environment, and you can look your spouse in the eye and say, "I love this person, and I'm willing to try," and God help me, you know, there's a lot of saving going on there.
I'm looking at you right now like a orchestra conductor, sitting. And I'm seeing troubled marriages, young people, families, men, women. I'm exhausted. How do you keep your prayer life? How do you keep your spirits up, Michael? Tell our listeners about somewhat of your spiritual regimen so you have the energy to conduct this orchestra for the Lord.
Well, let's start at night. I'm in bed at 8:30. what I try to do, and I'm successful on most days, is I get up at 6:15, I have to have my coffee or I can't see straight, and you know that. I get my coffee. I go to a certain place in my house. It's got a chair. I got a candle, and that's where I do my, you know, I read the gospel, and then I read a reflection on the gospel, and then I say the rosary, and then I do my prayers. It's about a 45 minute to an hour depending on the day and what's going on. And some days if things get in the way, and let's face it, things can get in the way, you know, I have to have a meeting at 7:30 or something and I can't get to it. You know, the car's a great chapel. So, you know, I mean, I've had confession in my car from a priest, so, you know, but I just think it's so important to get into that practice and to just spend time with God and to really thank God for everything that's going on. And then at night, you know, I always try to go to sleep. I've been lately into the Hallow app. I don't make any money off of this, so I'm just plugging it. It's called Hallow, and, you know, they'll give a gospel reflection. But there's also all types of other talks on spirituality. And it's just something, I try to do something like that so that when I sleep, you know, the last thing that I hear is something on you know, the Catholic faith or the Word of God, rather than watching some Law and Order, which I love, but I don't want that to be the last thing that I see before I go to sleep. And then, of course, you know, mass is important, and through COVID, up until COVID, I was a daily communicate. I'm trying to get back to that, but with this new job, my schedule gets so crazy. So I try to get to mass a couple times a week, and get to confession every 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm running out of churches and to go where I don't know the priest. So
you have to go to another language church.
Right. Now, let me just say something about that. You know what I realized? And of course, I was guilty of that, but I realized I go in, you find a priest that you really like, and I trust this priest, and I can say anything to this priest. And I know that this priest is giving me God's, you know, that God is working through him, Jesus is working through him. There's no judgment. It's about forgiveness. And once you have that relationship, confession to me just took on a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, tell our listeners again how they can find out about the retreats, the name of the website, if they're interested.
Right. Yep. So our website is malvernretreat.com. Again, malvernretreat.com. We do have a general number, 610-644-0400, and you could call and we can get you the information that you need. That's the best ways to get us. And I just ask people, the last thing I want to say, Ann, is, you know, people want to come on retreat. And you know, if you're thinking about it, do it. Don't think anymore. Just take the plunge. I guarantee you're going to wish you started this a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years before.
And regardless of one's age.
Yeah, regardless of one's – well, I mean, regardless of one's age, I mean, you have to be 13 normally, mm-hmm. you know, to come here. I mean, sometimes we get some fathers or brothers on the weekend that bring, you know, the younger 11-year-olds with them, and that's fine. But, I mean, when you're talking about the adult retreat, you know, we want to have people above 13. But you can be 13. Listen, the longest running – there's a gentleman here, it'll be 78 consecutive years of retreats. The guy's like 97 years old. He comes every, it's amazing. And he's fighting with the guy who says, yeah, but I have 80, but it wasn't consecutive because I had to go into the service for 2 years.
the stories are amazing, Michael. They're amazing. So if I talk to you a year from now on radio, what can I expect to hear from your heart to our listeners? What would you like to end this program with?
Well, I think in what I would like to say to them is that Malvern Retreat House is a sacred place. It's a place that, you know, other retreat houses have closed or they've been having difficulty, and we continue to go because the Lord, I believe, looks at Malvern as sacred ground. And I just... please do yourself a favor and come on a retreat and try it. What we like to say is silence the noise or retreat from the world's noise and come out here and hear God's voice. And it's going to change your life. It's absolutely going to change your life.
And it's changed yours and it's changed mine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, look at where we came, you know, and come on. You know, I mean, I got pictures of you standing in front of earth movers in your early career.
And, well, that's another program,
you know,
Michael.
Now you're moving to earth for the Lord. I mean, the stuff that you're doing, you know, you're always humble. But I just say this, folks, on the radio, you want to meet somebody that's holy that has helped me on my journey, talk with Ann McGlone. Talk with Ann McGlone.
Well, I'm very humbled by you, Michael, and I thank you for taking time out of your schedule. And we have to do this in studio together in the coming months. I know you're so busy, but we're going to make that happen, Michael. We're going to get together in the studio, and we have so much to share. And I thank you for your love and your compassion. And my friends, be sure to check in to Malvern Retreat House, St. Joseph's in the Hills. And I thank you again, Michael, for your love. God bless you, Michael.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Michael is a treasure, and there are many topics that we could really talk about, and I hope to at least schedule some in the coming months, but he's a very busy man. And there are just so many areas that he can cover. And he's a joyful man who loves his job, and his job is his mission. So I ask that you pray for Michael and pray for all the people who are working at Malvern Retreat House, either as volunteers or those who are on staff, those who are organizing the retreats. They're about a life mission. So I ask that you pray a special novena for Michael tonight, that he will hear the voice of the Lord. So until next Monday, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.